We start this week's edition with news from Heathfield and District, generously sponsored by Melina Joy Opticians.
A councillor has delivered an impassioned objection to a planning appeal, which, if granted, he argues would conflict with national and local planning policies. Councillor Michael Gadd, Wealden District Council's ward member for Heathfield North, has submitted a detailed objection to Whitehall Homes' appeal against Wealden's refusal of planning consent for 24 homes on land next to Snatchell's Farm, Crossinhand Road. Councillor Gadd cites it would conflict with key spatial development plan policies, result in harm to the Highweald National Landscape, and would not constitute sustainable development. He notes the site is outside the defined development boundary of the town, and the Countryside and Rights of Way Act 2000 places a legal duty on decision makers to conserve and enhance the natural beauty of national landscapes. He says the proposal would introduce a suburban backland layout uncharacteristic of the Highweald settlement pattern. And he notes adverse impacts clearly outweigh the modest benefits of the scheme. While 24 dwellings will contribute marginally to local supply, they do not justify overriding strong environmental policy safeguards. Councillor Gadd also cites traffic volume and accident data for the A267 between Crossinhand and Heathfield, which has an average daily traffic volume of about 12,000 vehicles. And he says over the past 5 years, there have been 45 reported accidents on this stretch, resulting in 3 fatalities, 12 serious injuries, and 30 minor injuries. To mitigate potential danger, the developer had proposed installing traffic lights at the junction of the A267 and the access road. Before the appeal, both district and parish councillors described the potential for lengthy traffic queues endangering the viability of Heathfield High Street. Councillor Gadd concluded, "This is a speculative proposal which, while delivering some housing, does so at the expense of a valued, protected landscape. The scheme is not plan-led, nor landscape-led, and not locally supported. The statutory and policy conflicts are not marginal, they are fundamental. Developers Whitehall Homes say the site is well screened from the A265-267 and surrounded by woodland. All homes would be two-storey and provide a suitably balanced mix. And the scheme would provide urgently needed housing, provide employment during construction and spending in the local area. It would support the government's drive to boost national housing building rates to 300,000 homes a year." Wealden District Council rejected the plan in January 2025. At the meeting, councillors expressed their concern that the small number of houses planned was not worth the considerable impact on the environment and community.
Over recent months, Heathfield has suffered from a spate of antisocial behaviour, including books being stolen from the telephone kiosk at Tower Rec, the now closed Voyage in the High Street having its windows broken, and numerous incidents at the skate park in Station Road. Recently, more graffiti has been sprayed on the new signage at the skate park, and the graffiti continued along the Twitten to the High Street. Tesco Express has also had signage sprayed with graffiti. The latest incident has been the damage caused to vehicles at the Crowborough Accident Repair Company in Browning's Road, Heathfield. Over the years, Paul Staples, co-owner of the Crowborough Accident Repair Centre, reported a number of incidents of damage to vehicles stored on his premises, waiting for repairs. Fed up with a lack of support from the police and the parish council, he posted on social media that his company had installed a very sophisticated CCTV system to identify the people causing the damage. Last week, Mr. Staples reported his company had once again been targeted and vehicles damaged. With little support from the authorities, days later, he posted images of the culprits. He has now had a Zoom meeting with the police. The mother of one of the culprits rang him, saying she was mortified to hear of her son's actions and that the boy's father has set up a meeting with Mr. Staples. Mr. Staples has now removed the images from social media.
East Hoathly with Halland Parish Council has issued a community update on the Hesmond's Stud application. A parish council spokesperson said, "We know the community remains concerned about the impact of a further 275 homes being proposed on land owned by Hesmond's Stud. We know that much of your concern is focused on the negative impact this will have on our local services, school and community facilities. We share those concerns and recently resolved to meet with Wealden Council's WDC planning officer and the applicant's planning consultant. We also wanted to give you a quick guide to the planning process. Councillors met WDC on June the 17th, reiterating their opposition to the proposal and convey concerns about its impact on the villages. They seek an S106 agreement to provide investment in their priorities, including those identified in the neighbourhood plan. In other words, to mitigate against the harm caused by 275 homes on the edge of East Hoathly. They noted WDC's planning officer will establish which, if any, of the parish priorities meet the criteria to qualify for S106 contributions and what sum is considered proportionate. Matters raised at the meeting include investment in the pavilion and sports fields, investment in public transport, a fund to manage the new open space, clarity over the new school provision and what this means for the village. They also requested improvements in phone and broadband services, funding to support capacity at the medical centre, assurances that affordable housing will be delivered, and the sewage network has capacity to accommodate new development. There were concerns about the lack of a strategic development plan for East Hoathly and the negative impact this will have on the village and beyond. The council concluded, "We will not know if these items are included for S106 funding until WDC's planning officer has prepared their report. When the time comes, the committee will review this recommendation and consider the merits of the scheme in accordance with national policy. We do not know what the recommendation will be. However, in the absence of a five-year housing, land supply and a local plan, the case will likely be made for a presumption in favour of sustainable development. We also believe that the applicant will submit an appeal should it be refused by the council. This means a planning inspector, without any link to the area, will be asked to review the decision, which in itself could be upheld or overturned. The parish council, as a consultee, can indicate support or objection to the planning applications. The responsibility for decision-making sits with the planning authority, Wealden District Council. While doubting the viability of WDC and other authorities' definition of sustainability, the parish council maintains its objection. The spokesperson goes on, Notwithstanding, we are a responsible authority, and whilst maintaining our objection, we do so on the basis that there are likely to be further applications from the same landowner, and it is in the interest of the community to fully engage with all stakeholders, whatever the outcome. To find out more, visit clark at easthoathlywithhalland.org.uk.
After a wet and fitful start to the day, the rain decided to hold off for Mayfield Horticultural Society's annual summer show, one of the highlights of the year. Saturday saw competitors, families, members and enthusiastic visitors crowd the village's scout hut for a display of the finest flowers, fruit and vegetables, lovingly raised in gardens and allotments. There was also a busy domestic section, lots of jams and preserves, and imaginative mini gardens which won top prizes for junior creatives. For many, their first taste of competition. Society President Tessa Crow said, "This really is our best ever year. What's particularly good about it is that loads of winners were first-time competitors. We stress members don't have to be amazing gardeners. We welcome anyone who has an interest in their outside space, be it only a pot on a terrace or a window box. We're here for everyone, and the children, particularly, have really come up trumps today." Winners were amazed at the scale and quantity of cups to be won. Mandy Savage, in particular, was thrilled her crabapple jelly received plaudits from judges, but overwhelmed at the sheer size of her silver cup. 6-year-old Brody Wood beat all comers with his arrangements of flowers and stems, while onlookers were amazed at the versatility of young competitors in the miniature gardens class. Teas and coffees were professionally dispatched by members of the Mayfield Primary School's PTA. So many visitors succumbed to the joys of a sophisticated polenta cake and assorted chocolate and jam sponges. Supplies ran short by mid-afternoon. All proceeds went to support school projects and activities.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Heathfield and District.